This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And I forgot to play you this a little bit earlier from a little bit earlier. Before we get to it, give me a second. Corinne Diversity Hire had another little press conference today. And, well, you know what? Actually, let's not wait. I want you to listen, not necessarily to Corinne Diversity Hire's horrific answer to the question. I want you to listen to the reporter's question. Remember, Elon Musk, world's richest man, he bought Twitter. I don't talk about it a bunch because most of you aren't even on Twitter. It's a social media company. I'm on there. I enjoy it. I think it's fun, but it's not that I don't think it's important. It's an important public square where people share information and get to know each other. And it's good. It can be terrible. It could be good like anything else. But I just didn't think it was that important that Elon Musk bought Twitter and said he wanted to make it more about free speech, less censoring of people on the right and more about free speech. I just didn't think it was that big of a deal. So I haven't talked about it that much. I think I was probably wrong about that. Because since he bought it, the communists on the left have been freaking out every single day that he's reinstating all these accounts on the right, that he won't censor this and won't censor that and won't censor this. And as I play you this soundbite, you know how I've told you before that I believe we are going to have a dictator one day rise on the right? I believe societies all seek a balance. And as the communists in this country get more rabid and more insane and more rabid and more insane and more authoritarian, that will eventually result in us having our own authoritarian rise on the right. People will actually seek it out. If you had a presidential candidate running in 2024 for the Republican Party who said he was going to put reporters in jail, half the people would support that on the right. They would right now. Right now they would, let alone what they'd support 10 years from now, 20 years from now. That's why I said we'll have a dictator one day. I don't cheer that on. I'd rather have small government. I think that's terrible, but it is coming. It is coming. When you look at the child drag stuff, all this stuff, every time I see that stuff, I say, oh yeah, Franco's coming. There's going to be a Pinochet here in America. There will be. And when I hear questions like this from reporters, I've got to tell you, I look at it and I say to myself, when Franco gets here, not only is he going to have this person arrested, he's going to have this person arrested, this reporter, and more than half the country is going to cheer when he does so.
This is a critical moment, really, in terms of ensuring that Twitter does not become a vector for misinformation. I mean, are you concerned about Elon Musk says there's more and more subscribers coming online. Are you concerned about that, and what tools do you have? Who is it at the White House that is really keeping track of this?
So look, this is something that we're certainly keeping an eye on. And we have always been very clear and that when it comes to social media platforms, it is their responsibility to make sure that when it comes to misinformation, when it comes to the hate that we're seeing, that they take action, that they continue to take action. Again, we're all keeping a close eye on this. We're all monitoring what's...
You're keeping a close eye on it? I'll tell you what, tyrants, since it's none of your freaking business, you can keep your eye on something else. That's one. Two, when I tell people that a dictator is going to rise on the right, that question is exactly why I say so. He is going to rise. Societies seek a balance. And when he rises one day, and when that poor lady, that poor dumb communist who asked that question, when she ends up in a jail cell with getting her fingernails pulled out, that's going to be a terrible place to be as a country. That's awful, but it is coming. It is coming. You look at country after country after country. I mentioned Spain and Chile, but you could go back to Rome. You can go back. Countries seek a balance. You communists, listen to the sound of my voice. I don't care how mad this makes you. Your inability to control your demonic mental illness, it is going to actually bring the dictator you think Trump is. Trump is an adorable, cuddly little puppy dog compared to the dictator that's coming. You know how Trump will sit down for 2 or 3 days and give interviews to communists from the New York Times to the Washington Post. He'll give these long sit-down interviews. When the real fascist gets here, when the real dictator gets here, you're not going to get 3 days with him. You're going to get 3 days in a dark hole somewhere. You are. It's coming. And you don't have anyone. Look, you don't. That makes you mad? Go look in the mirror. You're a despicable, abusive tyrant. I know you think you're the good guy. You are the bad guy. You are the bad guy. Your desire to crush freedom, crush free speech, crush all freedom in the name of, quote, the greater good is actually the greatest evil in the history of mankind. You are more than a bad guy. You are evil. And when a right-wing dictator comes and he smashes you into the ground, when he leads a couple Marine divisions into Washington, D.C. and pulls your fingernails out with pliers, you only have yourself to blame. You only have yourself to blame because it's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming. And it, by the way, don't cheer that on. I know you might be cheering that on right now. That's a terrible place to be as a country. That's terrible. We should have tiny government. Everyone leave everyone alone. I'm not worried about your misinformation. You're not worried about my misinformation. I'm free to say what I want. You're free to say what you want, even if it's hateful, even if it's misogynistic, racist, bigoted, even if it's wrong, even if it's a lie. I'm free to say what I want. You're free to say what you want. In a small government, a country, freedom is superior to all this. Remember this. Freedom is what we actually want. But as the left grows more and more insane and authoritarian, there will be an answer from the right. There will be. But they don't see it. You remember back in 2021 when George Clooney, the audio is kind of crappy, but when George Clooney said this, George Clooney talks about mandatory vaccines, and Biden talked about it, and everyone have to have a vaccine or you get fired. Wrap your mind around this. All the communists who said things like that, they legitimately think they're the good guys. That's what makes them so dangerous. Yes, of course you should be forced to take it. And if you don't take it, you should get fired. The person saying that, he thinks he's the good guy.
I support mandatory vaccines, period. I think every company should do it. You know, listen, I don't care. To me, it's really simple. We can look out for one another and take care of one another, or we cannot. It's that simple. You know, and all the people who want to talk about their independence and their freedom, they're not free to drive.
Yeah, the audio is too bad to let it keep playing. He goes on, you know, all the people want to talk about their independence and freedom, but then you hear what he said. Remember, your communist aunt on Facebook putting up Joe Biden stuff? She doesn't know she's the bad guy. You heard what he said. We have to take care of one another. He feels as if his acts of tyranny, his acts to force you into doing something you don't want to do, he feels like that makes him the good guy. I have something. Let me find this here. Give me one second. It's real professional radio, but here it is. I had this email. Hi, Jesse. Love your podcast. Try to listen to them every day. I have a comment about this one world order and why it's being pushed by Schwab. His theory is this. Once a person achieves fabulous wealth above a certain amount, let's say $1 billion, they get special privileges in the country they live in. They have access to power and options to do almost anything they wish. When they go to another country, though, those privileges are lessened somewhat. Now, if governments were to become more similar and linked, those special privileges are extended to the next country and their power and options to get what they want grows over a larger area. Why else would super rich people want this one world government? What say you? Okay, I don't think that's an insane theory. Two, well, let's go back to the guy he's talking about, Klaus Schwab. It goes right into what we're talking about here.
It's at the end. What the fourth industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
How many times have I played these audio cuts for you about we're going to move beyond the God of the Bible? Remember when I played that earlier? About how we're going to, the revolution is going to be in your mind. We're just going to put chips in your mind. And then, of course, and do they sound like they have plans for evil? Now, I know you hear evil because that's what it is, but do they think it's evil? No. Remember, the communist thinks he's the good guy, and that's what makes him so dangerous. Pol Pot killed 25% of his own country. That's a higher percentage than Stalin, Mao, Hitler, anyone else who's ever lived. Nobody has killed 25% of their country. Pol Pot took over, and in a course of like 5 years, by the way, it was really fast, killed 25% of his own country. And he was interviewed when he was old and close to death and said flat out, "I don't have any regrets. What? I'm not a violent man. What are you talking about? I don't have any regrets." Died believing he was the good guy. That's what we're up against. All right. Let's talk about the states breaking up. Let's talk about the fight we have, actually. And it is going to be a battle to stop these people because there are so many billionaires and millionaires and politicians, and there's so much power and money behind what they want that we're going to have to be strong enough. How are your T levels, fellas? How are they? You don't have to tell me. Have you even had them checked? Because you know these days you're showering in estrogen, right? You're drinking it. It's in the water. Get your T levels checked and get yourself on a male vitality stack from Chalk, fellas. Natural herbal supplements. Not more big pharma crap. Natural herbal supplements. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Do you have any idea how much better you'll feel? Ladies, there's a female vitality stack for you. We have to be stronger, smarter, better. Go to choq.com and use the promo code Jesse. That gets you 35% off a subscription. Get the subscription because, one, you don't have to remember to reorder it, and two, you save a pile of money. Choq.com, promo code Jesse. All right, we'll do some more emails. And states breaking up. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And speaking of dude looks like a lady, you know the Sam Brinton character? He's a high-ranking energy official in the Joe Biden administration. He also dresses up like a woman and is into all kinds of things I will not describe here because I know there are children listening. Just another turbo freak as part of our United States government. You know, it's basically what we are now here in the U.S. of gay. Well, he just got busted. He stole a woman's luggage. Apparently, he's been charged with a felony for stealing a woman's luggage. I've got to tell you, I'm shocked by this. I thought the guy who dressed up in high heels and put on lipstick with his mustache, I thought he was absolutely going to be someone really, really grounded in reality. I'm shocked he turned out to be a piece of trash. One last thing on what we were talking about here, about why I believe a dictator is coming. Listen to this. This is a United States senator. This is Senator Murphy. I want you to listen, and I want you to listen closely. These people, they're not going to stop. They're going to keep coming until there is a horrible response.
I think we have to have a conversation about whether we can continue to fund law enforcement in states where they are refusing to implement these gun laws. I'll talk to my colleagues about what our approach should be to this problem, but 60% of counties in this country are refusing to implement the nation's gun laws. We've got to do something about that.
Buy ammunition, please. Buy weapons. Buy ammunition. Practice with your weapons. Speak to your neighbors. Get to know your community. I've been much more purposeful about this, and you know I'm more of a loner. The wife's giving me crap. You know, I just got back from Thanksgiving with the extended family and the whole house is full of family and I'm in there and I'm talking with everybody. And at some point in time, I needed a little break ski and I just went and got myself a little plate of banana pudding. The wife made her famous banana pudding. And I went outside and sat at a table outside by myself and I ate my dessert for 10 minutes. Okay. So believe me, if you're, Jesse, I'm an introvert. No. I get it. I get it. You're preaching to the choir here. Get to know your neighbors. At least a little bit. We've gotten to the point in our neighborhood now, if a car we don't recognize, anyone doesn't recognize, is maybe driving too slow, immediately phones are blowing up, text messages. Hey, just a heads up, there's a white Ford heading your way. Hey, we caught this guy driving by your house last night, saw him out at midnight. Let me send you the Ring camera video of it. That's the kind of neighborhood I have now. Everyone armed, everyone talks. Get to know your community now. These people are not Democrats. They're not left. They're not liberals. They're not biased. We have full-blown authoritarian communists in charge of the United States government now. And the only reason they haven't sent a Marine division into your hometown to round all of you up at this point is the Second Amendment. Believe me when I tell you, they would do so without hesitation. Without a moment of hesitation, these people would send the military to your front door. And do keep in mind, they are building, actively building a military that will do exactly that. Why do you think they still have a vaccine mandate in place when the vaccine doesn't stop the spread? Remember, vaccine mandates are always tyranny, that's one. But two, setting tyranny aside, there's no point for a vaccine mandate if it doesn't stop the spread. They know it doesn't stop the spread, but there's still a mandate in place in the military. Why? Who do you think they're trying to get rid of and why? Why do you think every day there's a new class on trans people, on braiding hair? Why do you think that is? Who's getting out? Who's disgusted by all this endless activism and they're getting out? All the people who would refuse to come attack you. So what's happening with the military? They're building a military designed to attack you. I brought this up before. People say, well, they're destroying the military. We can't even take on China. They're not interested in taking on China. They're interested in taking on you. Which is why I've said, get your butt to a red state and become an activist and make it redder, because you're going to need that state's infrastructure at some point in time. Or I guess you can just create your own red state. Headline, Greater Idaho moves closer to a bi-state referendum as two or more Oregon counties vote to leave. Essentially, Oregon, what's going on there is what's going on in so many of these states. If you look at a congressional map of Oregon, it's just blood red. And Oregon people, they're just freaking awesome. But Portland makes the whole state blue. They can't overcome the blue vote of Portland. And people, as I've warned you would happen, people will not live under communist rule without end. They will eventually find a way to move, or they will break away. And one of the next great movements that's going to happen in this country is this. States are going to begin to redraw their lines as people try to get out from under tyranny. And who can blame them? Man, I support them. Except now everyone's going to yell at me again. Everyone from Idaho emails me and chews me out every time I mention how great Idaho is, because it's one of the reddest states in the union. They email me and say, quit telling people to move here, Jesse. The Idaho's full. It sucks here. Please tell people not to move here. Sorry. I call out the good states when I see them because I want people to be safe. And I'm opposite of you, by the way. I'm in Texas. If you're sick of living under communism and you want to come be an activist and anti-communist with me, come on down. Move right next door. We'll share some Bud Evies and play cornhole. Cornhole's fun. Do you people play cornhole, Chris? Do Jews play cornhole? What? Yeah, Texans. That's what I meant, Texans. Well, anyway, cornhole, I think it's a good time. You know what? We're moving on from this, Chris. I didn't know. Sorry for asking cultural questions. Speaking of cultural questions, what culture did you support the last time you bought bedding? Did you go to Target? You walk past all the rainbow flags and grab your sheets from there? Or did you go to MyPillow and get the greatest sheets ever and support the company that shares and supports your values? You know Mike Lindell, you know he's running to be the head of the RNC right now, right? This is the head of a major corporation. He doesn't need to do this. He gains nothing from this but heat. But again, he chooses to do this for you. You think that's something we should show appreciation for? I do. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Use the promo code Jesse, because Giza Dream Sheets are at their lowest price ever right now. You can get them as low as $29.99. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544. One more thing on this Elon Musk thing. He is in trouble, as I warned he would be. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Quick update on the diesel shortage I've been warning about. Headline, diesel shortage update, as U.S. supply will barely make it through the winter. After reporting the lowest, this is Newsweek, since lowest inventory since 2008, diesel suppliers have slightly increased in November, though prices for distillate, I don't know how to say that word, fuel, remain high. Okay, so it looks like, I don't know that I want to say we're going to be okay, but we're not going to run into a disaster yet, all right? There's not a ton of diesel left in the country. Looks like there is going to be enough, as expensive as it may be, to, they say, barely get us through the winter. Not great news, but it could be a lot worse, right? I could be on here saying, hey, diesel's tomorrow, diesel's out. Better go stock up on groceries now, right? So I had a little update right there. Well, Chris, I forgot. That was breaking news.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
That was Journalist Jesse giving you an update on the diesel shortage here in the United States of America. Tune in tomorrow.
No, I'm just kidding. Chris, I bet I could be a newscaster. I think I could. That's not what I'm doing now. What, do you call this newscasting? I don't think, have you ever heard that? You ever heard that on the news at night? No, you haven't, Chris. No, you haven't. Did you see that the French president is going to meet with Dome at NASA? That's got to be a riveting conversation. Hey, let's talk about Uranus. It'd be terrible. And one more thing on Elon Musk, by the way. I've been warning you that I believe he's going to be smashed by the system. Richest man in the world or not. The system, the leaders of the West have all joined together now against you, and they most definitely are against freedom of speech. We played for you that reporter's question earlier. Pay attention to this guy, Jonathan Greenblatt. Listen very closely, and then I'm going to give you a little update on Elon, what's going on, and why I think he's in very serious trouble.
The reason why we are so concerned is because we think Twitter is such a consequential service. And again, allowing people who created the toxicity on the platform that led to real-world violence. Keep in mind that the conspiracy theories that dominated on Twitter for so long exploded in places like Pittsburgh, Poway, El Paso, and of course, ultimately in Washington, D.C. on January this.
These are all places where mass shootings have taken place. If you're wondering what all those things, basically they're trying to tie in speech they don't like. They're making the connection that speech they don't like equals violence. They do this to justify state action against people who say things they don't like. Remember, every single thing that communist does, all of it is engineered to turn you, normal person, into an enemy of the state. They want to turn you into an enemy of the state so they can turn the state's power against you. Why do you think they've spent so much time and energy calling you a Nazi, fascist, white supremacist, threat to democracy? Why do you think Joe Biden gave an entire speech calling you a threat to the Republic, threat to democracy about 1,000 times? And then the next day, when asked why he had Marines there, Corinne Diversity Hire said, oh, they're defenders of democracy. Okay, so you, normal person, you're a threat to democracy, and the Marines, they're there to defend democracy. Huh. If I didn't know any better, I think these people wanted to turn the powers of the state against you. Keep that in mind. Anyway, I'll let him keep going.
Sixth, we need these companies to engage constructively, smartly, use their innovation. We've seen anti-Semitic speech stay up there longer than ever before. We've been, you know, indicating when we've seen toxic content, it's not coming down nearly as quickly as in the past. Look, at the end of the day, Katie, ADL, and I think so many of us want Twitter to work for all of its users, but tackling hate speech needs to be all of our commitment, because freedom of speech isn't the freedom to slander people, Katie, right? Freedom of
That's exactly what it is. That's why we have so much fun dogging on Chris.
Expression shouldn't be the freedom to incite violence. That shouldn't be okay no matter who's running the company.
Now, let me explain something for those not online, and I'm explaining this because I just found out myself. All right, 99% of these social media companies, Twitter included, we'll just stick with Twitter for right now, 99% of their users either use the app from Google or Apple. 99%. Google and Apple.
Google and Apple are both communist companies, hardcore communist companies. They both work hand in hand with China. They're actually working hand in hand with China as we speak to crush the freedom protesters over there right now. It's really bad. But anyway, Apple has not only already pulled advertising from Twitter, they've indicated that Twitter might not be long for the App Store. That's the end of Twitter. I have warned you over and over and over again, not to be a Debbie Downer or a pessimist. I've warned you over and over again not to get your hopes up about the next system disruptor. Ah, Jesse, it's Trump. Jesse, it's Elon Musk. Jesse, it's Heavy D. Now, it's fine to be excited about these people. This is fine, but that doesn't mean you get your hopes up, because these people are taking on a very, very powerful, very, very evil system with many different ways to take you down. Everybody doesn't have to be Jeffrey Epstein. They can just simply figure out how to take away your ability to make money. Even the richest man in the world can have his app disappear like that overnight. Remember that, all right? Remember that. Also, practice with your weapon, please. I'm not kidding. It makes me feel better when I read about these evil people and the evil things they do and the things they're doing. It makes me sleep better at night to know I have practiced with my weapon. And remember, with a Mantis X, you practice with your weapon in the comfort of your home. You don't have to drive to the range. You don't have to go spend $200 on ammunition that day. In the comfort of your home, you attach Mantis X to your weapon and you practice, and you get feedback, real-time feedback. They will put you through drills. When's the last time you shot with your left hand? Or if you're left-handed, when's the last time you shot with your right hand? You know you should, right? Standing, kneeling, laying down. When's the last time you put yourself through these drills? You haven't. Normal people don't. I'm not insulting you. Mantis X. Go get Mantis X. The Green Berets use it for a reason. MantisX.com. All right? MantisX.com. Let's get to some emails. That's enough ugly. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, I emailed a while ago mentioning how my daughter, Lydia, despised listening to the show every time we were in the truck. I'd like to share an update. Now my son is talking, and he loves to listen to the show. Your voice must appeal to the man in him, as he is only 2 and obviously doesn't care much for politics. For a while, we were just outnumbered her in audio selections in the truck, and slowly but surely, she's coming around. Instead of, not the Jesse Kelly show, she states that she doesn't mind listening to it now. I'm sure she and my son would love a shout-out, Lydia and Roland. Thanks for helping ensure my children don't grow up to be communist subversives. How about that? Lydia and Roland. Rocking and rolling, you two. I love it. I love it. You know what they need, Chris? They need to hear the bar eat. Jesse. Thanks, Jesse. I'm in trouble with the wife because of your show. Here we go. I listened to your podcast from last night, and I heard Chef Andrew Gruhl giving some advice on the turkey prep. I texted my wife the episode on a group text with my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. I said, listen, like 20 minutes in and Chef Andrew tells you how to cook the turkey. My reply I get back, I know how to cook a turkey. Oh, buddy, come on. Are you new with this? You've got to be a newlywed. Come on. You've got to, oh, man. You know what? I actually shouldn't insult him. Did I tell you this, Chris? I made the same mistake with the wife today. Oh, okay. So let me explain. Sometimes I know you're going to find this shocking. Sometimes I put my foot in my mouth on occasion. Shut up, Chris. I do find it shocking. Sometimes I will say the first thing that comes to mind at a time where it is considered inopportune. We'll use that in an inopportune time. You may call it rude or direct, but sometimes I do not come across quite as sensitive and caring as I should be, especially when dealing with women and children. Now, it should be noted, this is not my fault. This is my father's fault, because he's the same way. In fact, he's twice as bad as I am. My dad will just say whatever. He doesn't care at all. He just cracks me up. So in my defense, this is not my fault. But put my foot in the mouth with the wife today. I'll explain in just a second.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to get the headlines I didn't get to and emails here in just a second real quick. I told you I put my foot in the mouth with the wife today. So the wife, she got this little eye infection, like in her eyelid. And you could hardly notice it. She's been complaining about it for 2 or 3 days, not the pain or anything like that, but she thinks she looks like some kind of mongoloid, and you couldn't notice anything. And I kept saying, no, you can't even notice it. It's fine. No, it's fine. And she'd, you know, yell back, no, it doesn't look fine. It looks terrible. No, and I said, I tell you, I can't even notice it. It looks fine. It looks fine. And so this morning, I wasn't thinking. We were getting the kids ready for school, and she came out, and apparently the swelling got worse or something like that. And I said, oh man, that eye looks terrible. Ah, gosh. Thanks a lot, Jess. My bad. Look, my bad. All right. I'm getting her a new car. I mean, maybe. I mean, I told you her car is 2014. So that's 8 years old already. That car is almost too old for Joe Biden at this point in time. So we're getting her a new car, but we put a deposit down on something. 2 years we'll have possession of the new car. That's insane. You know what? I'm getting my money back. I don't care if that's the new market. We'll get her a bicycle or something. I'm not waiting 2 years for a car. That's ridiculous. Back to Dr. Fauci real quick before I get to some emails. Listen to Dr. Fauci defend communist China.
What happens is that if you look at the anti-China approach that clearly the Trump administration had right from the very beginning, and the accusatory nature, the Chinese are going to flinch back and say, no, I'm sorry, we're not going to talk to you about it, which is not correct.
But they're not talking to the Biden administration about it either.
Exactly. I think that horse is out of the barn, and they're very suspicious of anybody trying to accuse them. We need to have an open dialogue with their scientists and our scientists, keep the politics out of it, and let the scientists, because these are scientists.
They're welding people in their homes in China. And in fact, they welded so many people into an apartment complex, it just burned down, and a bunch of people burnt alive because the Chinese welded them into their homes. But Fauci thinks we need to keep the politics out of it. By the way, where do you buy your shrimp? You know that 95% of the shrimp in this country comes from overseas, and much of it is from right there. Right there in old, good old-fashioned Southeast Asia, Vietnam, otherwise, all these communist piece of trash countries. Where do you get yours? You paying for these people? You know you can have American shrimp from Biloxi Shrimp Company. Comes right out of the Mississippi Gulf. American Shrimp Company. These are wonderful people. Go down to Biloxi and ask people what they think of Biloxi Shrimp. They love them because they treat their community well, they share your values, and they deliver the best shrimp ever to your front door. They have all kinds of options and bundles available. Stop buying shrimp from your trash. Stop buying communist shrimp from your trash grocery store and go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com. That's where you get your shrimp. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off, by the way, the entire order. BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo code Jesse. Dr. Jesse, I'm invited to my brother's house. What do I tell my sister-in-law if she asks if I'm boosted or vaccinated? I am neither. This was a Thanksgiving question I didn't get to until now. I didn't feel right answering this question before Thanksgiving. I meant to answer it, and then it got to the end of the last segment, and I realized I didn't have time to answer it in the way I wanted to. So allow me to answer it this way. Family matters, right? Family is really, really important. Family matters. But we have for so long treated the communists with kid gloves on the right, thinking they would come around one day. For so long. Well, they're just misguided. Let me just get through to them. Let me just reason with them and we'll get through to them. How's that worked out so far? Hasn't worked out very well, has it? As they've continued their takeover of every part of our society, hasn't worked out at all. It's time to stop being polite with the communists. It's time to start treating communists, well, like exactly what they are. Your sister-in-law asks if you're boosted or vaccinated. I don't have either because I don't want to die of a stroke tonight. That's how you answer that question. That's how we have to start treating these people. Treat communists like what they are. Crap.
And now,
he's
a headline.
But go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Daylight savings time sheds light on the lack of sleep's disproportionate impact in communities of color. I'm sorry, I just had to read the headline. We have some really deeply sick people in this country, in this cultural Marxist movement. Yuck. Chinese rise up against communist regime's COVID tyranny in the biggest mainland protest since Tiananmen Square massacre. China has a zero COVID policy. A zero COVID policy means they are going to shut down everyone, threaten everyone, as I mentioned, weld people in their homes in the name of getting COVID numbers to zero, which is actually impossible. Chinese people are finally rising up now and protesting. They're protesting at the Apple store. They're tearing down barricades. You can see all kinds of video of this online. I bring this up now because this is a good time to keep those people in your prayers. That's real bravery right there. Believe me when I tell you they are in trouble. Gaslighting has been named the 2022 Word of the Year by Merriam-Webster. Huh. They call it, quote, the act of or practice of grossly misleading someone, especially for one's own advantage. You know, that would be a problem if you grossly misled someone, wouldn't it? Like, there's this dictionary out there called, gosh, what it starts with an M. Merriam-Webster, they actually changed the definition of female once men started chopping their penises off. They actually changed the definition of vaccine once it turned out the COVID therapeutic didn't stop anyone from spreading anything. Huh. Crazy. I'd hate to be one of these gaslighters. Normal thing to do. Japanese fans tidy up at the World Cup. I saw video of this online. At the end of a World Cup game, you know, there's all this trash everywhere. People have been eating and drinking. The Japanese fans stayed afterwards and picked up the trash. What, Chris? Anyway, the Japanese fans stayed afterwards and picked up the trash. I love Japan, man. It is such a cool place. It's very different. I don't know that I'd ever want to live there. Plus, the Japanese wouldn't let me live there. they don't really let immigrants really of any kind into Japan. They kind of keep to themselves. But you can visit. I was in the Marines when I was there, but I thought it was a really cool place. That's awesome. What, Chris? How did I fit anywhere? Oh, I didn't. I'm not even kidding. Nothing was made for me. Absolutely nothing was made for me. The beds weren't made for me. The trains weren't made for me. The restaurant seats, for the most part, weren't made for me. Now, I say that, but also we spent a little bit of time in Tokyo just chasing women around and stuff like that. Tokyo is such an international hub that, at least where we were, I think it was called Roppongi, I believe it is. I think it was Roppongi where we were. Like, half the people were white. There were Americans, Europeans from all over. It's such an international place. That part of Tokyo didn't feel as much like Japan as the other parts, but it was all cool. It was all super, super cool. All right. I accidentally ran out of time telling stories and stuff. That's kind of a bummer. We'll be back tomorrow to do it again, okay? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.